This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What dumb thing always starts a fight in your family?
Uh-oh.
I tried to build a little tight kitchen with my husband over the weekend, and I know our marriage isn't strong enough for that. I knew that going in, but somehow I just found myself doing it, and I regret it because we can't build. We can't build together, Mike. We just can't.
Did it end up getting completed or no?
I mean, partially. It took a lot longer than it should have, and a lot of the stickers are very crooked on it. And it's because my husband and I, we make a great team. I love him very much. But he doesn't follow the directions.
I know the type.
I like to start at the beginning of the instructions. You start at one, you go to two, three, four. It tells you exactly how to do it. Mm-hmm. And then you build it and you know that you did it properly.
Uh-huh.
He likes to emotionally feel it in his soul and just start putting things together. And then what inevitably happens is 15 to 20 minutes in, he realizes, oh, I should have done this first because I can't do that without doing this. Has to take it apart. And then I can't help but be a know-it-all and say, well, if you would have followed the directions, this wouldn't be happening right now. And then he gets frustrated with me. I get frustrated with him. And every time we build something, be it little tykes, be it IKEA furniture, there's always pieces left over. They put them in the box for a reason, Mike. They're there for a reason.
Well, I feel like with IKEA, that's always questionable as to whether or not all those pieces are needed. But I feel your pain because when I was younger, my aunt and uncle used to have this same issue with each other.
Yeah.
I was commissioned to build everything because I was the only neutral party that was able to complete
the
task.
Where were you this weekend? I should have brought you in.
I'm always willing to help out, but
because like it was a mess. And the thing is like we'll be moody with each other for like an hour afterwards.
Yeah.
And we know we can't build together, but somehow we're always like, oh, if we both work on it, it'll go faster. Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
We lost it over a tool shed thingy. What is it called? The little tool bench?
Yeah.
That was last year's fight. Like, we know better.
Just stop buying little tight
yes,
stuff.
Yes. So what dumb thing always starts a fight in your family? 503-733-5105. Liz and Mike in the morning, 105.1 The Buzz.
Hey, was you building anything?
It's so ridiculous.
Is it because one person wants to follow the directions and the other one doesn't?
Yes. And he wants to follow the instructions. I'm a close enough type of builder. I'm like, that's close enough.
Like, no, you're the opposite of me. You're the other person in this scenario. And it's so frustrating because 15 minutes in, you got to take everything apart to put it back together the correct way.
Yeah, because mine will always lean one way or another. And I'm like, that's close enough. It's good enough. Yeah, no. We end up fighting.
No, this thing just looks like the Leaning Tower of Pisa now. That's
it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So we end up doing it the right way eventually, but it's after a couple of fights. And, you know, 20 years of marriage ago, we pretty much got it down to a science now.
Oh, see, what we usually have to do is we just have to separate. One of us just has to say, hey, I'm taking this task on. And the other one has to go somewhere else in the house and not talk to them for 2 hours. Like, that's just the rules now.
Upon completion, we can resume.
Yes. And I can't critique whatever he did at that point. Even though our oven looks very cattywampus because the sticker is on it wrong now.
Yeah, so that's it.
What dumb thing always starts a fight in your family? Like I said, mine was this weekend. My husband and I tried to build a little tight kitchen.
My boyfriend constantly finding project cars on Facebook Marketplace for sale. And he's like, ooh, look at this. And I'm like, I love it, but it's too expensive. And you have like 3 project cars right now you're never going to finish. I told him yesterday, every time he sends me a project car, I'm sending him cute baby pictures because we both have baby fever.
Now, is he like a mechanic? Is that something he just enjoys doing as a hobby?
He just enjoys doing it as a hobby. He's a well driller, and he's gone like 3 weeks out of the month.
With something that's got like a financial sticking point to it, I feel like you guys need to come to some sort of agreement. Like, finish one car, and then you can think about another one. Or let's have a baby, and then you can think about another one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't put all that pressure out there.
Oh, she said I have baby fever.
He knows he can't afford another one, and he knows he's not going to get another one. But he just likes to look at them, and I'm like, you're hurting both of us because we both like to work on these cars.
Yeah, I can't relate in any way because I don't know how to do anything on a car.
You guys can't even build a little tyke setup.
It's sad because it's true. What dumb thing always starts a fight in your family? My husband, Boo Bear, and I cannot build together. We tried to take on a little tyke's kitchen set over the weekend.
Yep.
Setting up our tent when we go camping.
Oh, that is so hard. That's stressful for anybody because the wind will be going, the little thing will be flapping around. You're trying to put the poles down.
Yep, exactly. And then, you know, trying to find the best place to put it.
It's always a struggle. Roommate Kevin and I were at Cascade Locks camping a couple months back, which is like in the gorge, one of the windiest spots in the entire world. It's great for windsurfing. We almost got into a fist fight over trying to set up the tent that day.
Now, who are you fighting with? Are you fighting with your significant other over the tent?
Oh, for sure. We do a lot of camping during the summer when we're not hit with COVID, and the tent is the one spot.
Okay.
Totally
I will make
noted.
A note. I will say this. Usually when I go camping, I'm purely focused on the s'mores. So if the other person wants to build a tent, they are more than welcome to. They can go ahead and take over. I'm worried about snacks.
Sounds like a plan to me.
What dumb thing always starts a fight in your family? My husband, Boo Bear, and I tried to build a little tight kitchen over the weekend, and we know that our marriage is not strong enough for building little tykes or IKEA furniture.
The same thing you and your husband fight over, putting stuff together? Oh my God.
Now, are you the one that follows the directions, or do you just feel it with your soul how to build it?
No. Every time I feel it with my soul, it comes out wrong.
That's same with my husband, but it doesn't stop him from doing it that way.
No, I know better.
I'm going to start a handyman side business and just build projects. I know. I feel like I can make a lot of money doing this because I'm pretty good at it.
We did that when we bought an exercise bike off of Amazon.
Uh-huh.
This was pre-COVID where you could pay to have somebody come to your house and put it together.
Yeah.
And for us, it was worth it to just not have to fight at that point in our lives.
Oh, yeah. There's been a few times we put stuff together and we actually haven't got an argument. And we actually high-five each other as proud.
That's impressive.
That's never happened to me. Yeah. Never.
Oh.
What dumb thing always starts a fight in your family? My husband, Boo Bear, and I, we know better than to try to do this. We built a little tyke's kitchen over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He never reads the directions. Marriage is not strong enough. What leads to fights in your family? 503-733-5105. We put it up on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and Wendy said leaving the lights on. Her husband always accuses her of leaving a light on. And she's like, it's not me, it's you.
I hate that argument.
When I was growing up, my dad would recruit my mom and me to help him put the pool cover on. And it was the most stressful event of the entire year.
Now, was it when you were like winterizing it so all the stuff didn't fall in? Or was this like the daily solar cover?
Oh, no. This is for the winter. Thank goodness. There's no way we could have done this every day. But it was an above ground pool and it was round. And so you had to obviously make sure it didn't like go in the water. And it was the worst.
It's like putting a top sheet on in nature. You know what I mean? Or a fitted sheet. It's always so complicated. They're like, oh, which way does it go? Does it go this way? Does it go that way?
That was exactly it. That's a good analogy.
I can really feel your pain. Back home, roommate Kevin and I, our next door neighbor, had a circle above ground pool, and they recruited us to put the cover on because she was a single mom with little kids. We almost got in a fight over that, too.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I just want to fight both of you because I've never had a pool where the water came past my knees. ever.
Don't worry, my neighbor's water was green. You wouldn't want to be in it anyway.
Oh, no.
What dumb thing always starts a fight in your family? My husband, Boo Bear, and I tried to build a little tyke's kitchen over the weekend, and we know we can't build together.
Should have called me. I would have built it for you.
We put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and so many people are arguing about their trees. Mary refers to it as the divorce tree. They had to get a fake tree to save their marriage because every year with the real tree, trying to get it in the stand and get it level was not happening. And then Leslie and Tara jumped in and they're like, same. So go and comment yours up on our social media, Liz and Mike in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.